I'm
afraid.
Okay, have you ever heard any other terms used to refer to being afraid?
Scared.
What about old people? What do they sometimes use? Have you ever heard an expression used by them?
They say, is it a feared? A feared.
Okay. She isn't afraid now, but she
used to be
afraid. You sometimes say I wouldn't say these kids around here are reckless drivers, but some of them sure are blank about signaling and parking in town.
Careless.
Okay. There's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of
queer.
Okay. How would you sometimes use that word? Queer.
Well, today is most commonly used for homosexual type people.
Okay. If a man is very sure of his own ways and he never wants to change, you tell him, don't be so
stubborn.
Okay. Somebody that you can't joke with without him losing his temper. You say he is mighty
touchy or irritable.
Mm-hmm. I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get
upset or angry.
Okay. Somebody's about to lose his temper. You tell him to just
keep calm.
If you've been working very hard, you say you are very
tired or exhausted.
Okay. And if you are very, very tired, you might say you are all
worn out.
Okay. If a person has been quite well and you hear that suddenly they have some disease, you say, last night she
took sick.
Okay. But she'll be up again, but you might say, you know, she's sick now, but she'll be up again
by and by, sometimes again.
Okay. If a man were out in a heavy rain yesterday and he didn't change his clothes when he came home, and today he's going around sniffing and sneezing, what happened to him in the rain?
He caught a cold.
Okay. If it affected his voice, you might say he's
hoarse.
Okay. Sometimes you say you have a little
cough.
You're yawning. You say, I better go to bed. I'm feeling a little
sleepy or drowsy.
Yeah. And you say, you usually wake. What do you usually do at 6 o'clock?
Wake up.
Sometimes if a person is still sleeping and you want him to get up, you say, I'll go and
wake him